Joining me now is AJ Kern. I believe she is running for Congress in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minneapolis area, against Ilhan Omar. AJ, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I have all that correct, right?
Yes, yes. I'm actually a Christian conservative who is running in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District against Ilhan Omar. The reason why I'm running in a Democrat primary is because this way I have legal standing to request a court to verify her citizenship. I know it's complicated and I know it can be difficult to understand, but I just felt like if I ran in the Republican primary, a judge might say, well, let's wait until the primary is over and then see what happens. This way, running directly in the Democrat primary, I immediately have legal standing, and the first hearing is this week, June 23rd at 2:30.
Right.
You can go to ajkern.com to log in and watch it online. And what it's about is I included the Minnesota Secretary of State. So he and Ilhan Omar's citizens, or Ilhan Omar's attorneys, they made a motion to be dismissed, and I'm hopefully going to be provided an opportunity to speak against that. We'll see. I'm not an attorney. I really don't have experience in this. I'm doing it pro se, doing it the best I can, but no one in any official capacity has ever verified her citizenship.
Wow.
And the Secretary of State he does not verify citizenship of the foreign-born when they register to vote or run for federal office.
Wow. So just to make sure our audience understands this, you're running as a Democrat in the Democrat primary, CD, Congressional District 5. Your website, your website's AJ Kern, K-E-R-N, ajkern.com. And you're doing this because that gives you then standing to find out what is her citizenship status. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what I'm trying for.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying for. I should have standing to ask the judge to ask for her official naturalization records is what I'm asking for. Because the Secretary of State has adopted a don't ask, don't tell policy. And this way they just say, well, the candidate signs an affidavit of candidacy. And so that's good enough. We're just taking her word for it. And I don't think that's okay. We have plenty of reason to believe that she's not a citizen. There's a preponderance of evidence that she's not. Nearly 6 months into her first term in Congress, she contacted the state to change her birth year from 1981 to 1982 on her biographical page. She also did that on her U.S. congressional page and on Wikipedia. Now, she did this a few days after I published a very amateur video on social media explaining that I noticed that her birth year of 1981 meant that she was 18 years old when her father became eligible to apply for naturalization March 8th, 2000.
Wow. So where do you think she was born?
Well, she was born in Somalia.
You know that for sure?
Yes.
And you're saying that she's never done what was necessary to be a legal resident. Just so our audience understands, you can be born in another country and run for Congress, but you can't be born in another country and be the president or vice president. But you could be born in another country and run for office here, but you have to be a legal citizen. You're saying that you can find no proof that she is a legal citizen of the United States of America?
No, no. There's no evidence that she ever naturalized. Now, her story is, without just outright coming out and saying it, is that when she was 17, she naturalized. So what she's claiming is that she derived citizenship through her father, who allegedly naturalized. Now, they came to this country March 8th, 1995. Refugees have at least a 5-year waiting period before they can apply for naturalization. So that would mean March 8th, 2000, he became eligible to apply, but he would have, even if she was born in 1982, he had to have apply for naturalization and go through the application and the entire process, testing, taking the oath and all that, before her birthday, which was October 4th. So we're talking around a time frame of 7 months, roughly.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's possible when today it takes around 14 and a half to 18 and a half months to go through the entire process. And there's just no evidence that her father ever naturalized.
Wow. None.
And so there's no record that she has. And the thing is that Congress, sometime back in the 60s or 70s, I think maybe the 70s, they made it so that the naturalization records are private data. And that's what she's counting on, is that the judge will continue to keep her naturalization records as private data. And my argument is that when you make a decision to throw your hat into a federal race where the United States Constitution says that you must be 7 years a citizen, then you have to prove that. And that's just not the case right now. We're just allowing a foreign-born person to say, yeah, I naturalized, I'm a citizen, but there's no evidence of it whatsoever. And I think that naturalization record should become public data when a foreign-born candidate makes a decision to throw their hat in a ring. It should be made public data. That's the only way we can verify, is through official naturalization records. And also, there's another candidate, Don Samuels. I included him because he was born in Jamaica, and we have no evidence that he naturalized either.
Now, what about if she's committed a felony?
I don't know. I don't know if you can run for Congress if you've committed a felony. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we need to check that one out. What do you think is going to happen in regards to the court, the judge? Do you think they're just going to cover for her, or are they obligated by law to turn this information to the public?
They are not obligated. The judge can do anything she wants. So I'm going to make an argument. I hope I'm given that time. And hopefully God will influence her heart and mind to say, yeah, she, AJ has standing.
Wow.
And so we need to request those official naturalization records from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Wow.
Because Congress is failing. I mean, I've called members of Congress, the Ethics Committee, the Administrative Committee. They could take this up. And I guess if the judge dismisses this and it goes nowhere, then I guess that's the next step. But I will tell you that I have contacted members of Congress, and I'm not getting anyone reaching back to me.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll get you back on for updates. In the meantime, ajkern.com, right?
Yes, ajkern.com.
Right. Well, reach back out to us as updates come in, and we'll get you back on, AJ.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Wow, interesting story there, too. Now, before we go to our next guest, which is going to make your blood boil, her husband was a police officer. He's now sitting in jail for 25 years. I understand she is a police officer. And so I want you to pay close attention. Also, maybe get a pen and paper, because we'll also give out a phone number as well. And again, you're watching Lindell TV. We appreciate your being with us tonight. We are a listener-supported network, Don't forget our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up the middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. That is, again, the middle of October 2022. And look at all those great speakers. You'll find all the details at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. And they include Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston. All the details at wvwtv.com. If you go to wvwtvstore.com. I got the URL wrong. wvwtvstore.com. If you go there, you'll see Worldview Weekend general seating tickets. You'll see priority seating tickets, all right? So priority upfront seating tickets in a section. It's a section. You get your seating in that section. And then there's general seating section. And if you want to join us for the luncheon on Saturday, you can, or the banquet concert on Thursday night, that's optional. You could do that as well. All that detail is there at WVWTVstore.com. Now, don't forget, also at WVWTVstore.com, we have emergency freeze-dried food. We got two huge shipments in the last few days, and you'll find all the details. Just go to emergency foods, click that, click all emergency foods. You'll see the 1 year, 4 week, 72-hour, 3 month, 6 month. Again, we've been selling freeze-dried emergency food since 2016, so we're not new to this at all, and we saw what was coming in many regards, not the specifics related to the pandemic, but we knew that a lot was coming and that food was a great way to control people. So again, if you want to get the 1 year, 4 week, 72-hour, the 3 month, or the 6 month, you'll find it all there at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. All right.